The closing market report is made possible in part by a grant from Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois, a full-service commodities firm with two toll-free lines. In Illinois, 800-252-2013. In Indiana, 800-637-3123, or email to Cooley at admworld.com.
Welcome to the Closing Market Report. It's May the 22nd, 2006. I'm Todd Gleason. In just a few moments, we'll talk with Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing out of Normal, Illinois. And then closer to the bottom of the hour, we'll discuss the cash grain market with the folks at the Andersons right here in Champaign County. It's a great Monday afternoon for all of those who were in the field over the weekend planting soybeans. Congratulations, especially here in the east central part of Illinois, where the farmers have been out of the field for quite some time. I made a trip across 40 or 50 miles of the state and saw more tractors running on a Sunday morning than you can imagine. Good luck and keep up the good work. Take a nap from time to time. If you get tired out there, it's better to spend 15 minutes asleep than 15 days in the hospital, that's for sure. Hey, one other note. Today is the beginning of the real push for our pledge drive this spring. If you get the opportunity, pick up that cell phone, be stopped on the end of the field, and dial this number, 217-244-9455. That's 217-244-9455. Dial in with your pledge of financial support to a radio station that brings you agricultural programming 6 days a week. Right here on WILL AM 580, we are committed to bringing you the best in the marketplace that we possibly can, and I think we succeed to a high expectation. If you think so too, dial that number now at 217-244-9455. Dave Dickey will be along shortly. He'll tell you a little bit more about that, but let's get started now with this Monday edition of your Closing Market Report.
The Closing Market Report is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming on AM 580 as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
In Chicago on this Monday afternoon, futures finished the day like this. July wheat at 426 and a quarter. Settlement price there up a dime. September's at 440. They were up 10 and a half on the day. July wheat in Kansas City, $5.17 and a half. Rallied 13 and a quarter cents by the end of this Monday. July corn in Chicago, 254 and a half, up a penny and three quarters. September futures at 265 and a half were up 1 and a half. And December contract at 278 and three quarters were up a penny and a half for the day. The March corn up 1 and a quarter at $2.88 and one quarter. Soy complex now, July beans finished 4 and a half cents lower, 582 and a half the settlement price. August at 588 and three quarters, down a nickel. September's were at 594 and a quarter. They were off 4 and three quarters. And the Nobies settled at 606, down 4 and three quarters for that November bean contract. July bean meal futures, 172.20, down 120. July soybean oil at 24.92, and they were off 11 for the day. Over at the Mercantile Exchange, the nearby May feeder cattle gained 32 and a half cents, settled at $103.37 and a half. And the June lime cattle at $77.32 and a half, finished a dime higher. June lean hogs, $67.52 and a half, were down 62 and a half cents on the day. Outside markets, crude oil at $69.85 for the June, up 132 for the day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now at 11,127, down 16 points. The gold futures finished the June contract at 20 higher, or trading 20 higher at this hour, at $657.70 for the day.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
Joining us now to take a look at what happened at the Chicago Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Boy, oh boy, I took a trip from Mahomet, which is where I live, up to Arrowsmith for a baseball tournament over the weekend. That's not too terribly far west of Bloomington, about 40, 50 miles. And on Saturday, frankly, there weren't any tractors running. I left at about 8 o'clock in the morning. I left around 8 o'clock in the morning. Actually, it was 10 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. And I can't tell you how many tractors I saw planting soybeans on that day. So the guys are moving out in the field. Up in your area, what are you hearing about?
Yeah, there's still some wet spots in some locations, but for the most part, tractors are rolling. Guys are pretty well wrapped up with corn. In fact, this afternoon's planting progress is expected to show corn plantings 90 to 95% complete as a nation. Bean-wise, maybe in that 50% benchmark, but most guys are rolling now. I'd say here by the end of the week, just, you know, if the weather holds off here through mid-weekend here, a large percentage of guys are going to be fairly well done with the planting progress and moving on to other activities.
And then as you start to roll all of this in your mind into what the crop may be and how it might react as we go through the summer months, what are your feelings about the bean market and where it's been and the direction it may take in the next few weeks?
Well, the bean markets, as we get the bean crop in the ground, we'll focus on weather from there on out. But favorable weather would suggest that maybe the USDA is on target here to meet the numbers they put on the supply-demand balance sheet here this last month. And with a 650 million bushel bean carryout estimate, suggests that the risk is to the downside as a producer. As a trader, you need to go with the technical signals in and out, and there's going to be plenty of opportunities on that. So we're back in the hands of the weatherman right now. We'll watch the weekly progress report on crop conditions, and you know, corn especially, we'll have the first readings out here this afternoon. And the significance of that is that the trade sort of likes to see those numbers. It's a newsworthy item to talk about. They all have got their models they plug these numbers into to project yields, and so we'll go to watching that plus the daily forecast.
And, of course, if you want to hear those complete sets of numbers, you can get the Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska numbers right here on WOLL on Tuesday afternoons. That report's released at 3 o'clock on Thursday, or on Mondays. So it's really the first time we have an opportunity to hear from the state statisticians in those areas. And we run a complete look at the numbers on Tuesday afternoons to take a look at that. And it is important to the way the marketplace tends to move throughout on that Tuesday and then the rest of the season. Tell me, as you think about the corn market, and I'm wondering whether at this point you're thinking the weather is in control of this corn market or whether it's the technical side, the fundamentals are moving the market, combination of all of the above.
Well, there's the old saying, the trend's your friend, but I think the fund's your friend anymore. Sort of coattail them, but I think it's a combination of several factors, but probably the most general observation is, if you look at the corn chart, we've had a couple news events to get the market to giddy up and go. We crack out of the chute there, then pull back and try to fill the gap and back and forth. It sort of reminds me of this last go-around, the March Plains Intentions Report. Very evident on the chart. We gapped higher, ran up, stalled out, back up and down a couple of times trying to fill the gap. Then we came off of the last USDA report and it's all over again. Same thing. And I think we're in that type of atmosphere here where I don't know if we'll go make new highs on this move, but, you know, I think this market's real sensitive. And we're just going to have a lot of zigging and zagging back and forth in here until we probably get in the middle of June and see what the forecast is. Typically, as you go into Memorial Day weekend, if the planting progress is on schedule and everything's favorable, usually dip going into the Memorial Day weekend. Then you come back in that first week of June and see what the weather is and go accordingly.
So today we finished the December contract with a low, what, of 272 and a quarter. That has a contract high was made. What, last week? Late last week, in fact, at 287 and a quarter. And we've gone back and tried to fill, but have not completed that, the gap that was left after the USDA reports came out. Will traders make a big push tomorrow to go ahead and fill that gap to the downside?
Well, with the hook reversal we established today, and what I mean by that is we made a new low for the move and closed above the previous day's close, or the previous session's close, that is. That gives reason to believe that maybe we could try the upside here for a little bit. A lot of the strength in the corn, though, we got to remember, was spillover strength from the wheat. Chicago wheat closed up 10 cents. Kansas City, July, moved to new contract highs up 13 and a quarter. So I think the corn rode the coattails of the wheat market. And I think we can ride that coattail a little while here. Corn back in this 282, 284 area, though, I think there's going to be some resistance there. And, you know, unless something fundamentally news comes up, so I'd use that as a benchmark to get caught up on some sales.
You know, last week we talked to a number of analysts and spoke with some farmers, and they said they had their bullhorns on. They were ready to go. The analysts were ready to go, I think, too, but potentially not for this year. And I guess, is there a cautionary tale for producers to think about marketing this year's crop as opposed to what the expectations might be for 07 and 08?
Yeah, I mean, we still got ample supplies of old crop yet. A lot of this demand is expected, is projected, is not actual yet. We still got these ethanol plants being built, but not, you know, all of them are online yet. So there's a lot of optimism down the road. So I think that optimism is going to help. But in the meantime, we're still dealing with ample old crop supplies. A major example of that is if you're a producer, listen to the radio, WILL. Corn market's up 6 cents, but the cash market's up 2. So that tells us that there's still ample supplies of old crop grain around. Also, too, with those ample supplies around, this is going to have to come to town here. They're going to have to make room for this new crop coming here this fall. And what's going to happen is I think the risk is that we're going to see a fairly wide basis in the early part of harvest. So I still think we need to move this old crop on strength in here, get to where you want to be. If you want to be bullish, you might as well just lock it up for 2 years. 2 years from now, I think, you know, things could be a whole different story. So you got to be bullish long-term versus short-term. Now, the thing you got to remember, though, is $3 corn, you're going to buy a lot of acres. And, you know, even though you might not agree with this last report, that's still to be debated, but you'll probably pick up a few more acres this crop here. And into 2007, 2008, I wouldn't be surprised to see an extra 6 to 8 million corn acres real easy.
And then $3 corn, depending on what the dollar is actually worth in the world market, might not actually look so good by the time we get out to that point.
Yeah, that's another thing is you got to look at the strength of the dollar, the energy markets, you know, cost of transportation. There's a lot of variables there to figure into that. So, but, you know, you need to be selling some higher prices here. If you get 280, 290 out of the field, you need to take advantage of that because you're going to need that much to make up for a higher input cost.
Kurt, we appreciate you being with us for the day.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel is with Grain Field Marketing out of Normal, Illinois. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report. That happens on Monday afternoons. Taking a quick look at the forecast from our own Ed Kieser for the two-state region, he says tonight the skies will be partly cloudy. Lows will range from 38 in far northeastern Indiana to 56 in southwestern Illinois. And tomorrow, Ed says that we'll have mostly sunny skies. Highs will range from near 70 in northeastern Indiana to near 80 in the southwestern part of the state of Illinois. Just after the bottom of the hour, we'll talk with the folks at Chesapeake Energy in Chicago about the agricultural weather forecast for the Midwest and around the globe.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
Hey, have you picked up that cell phone just yet and dialed 217-244-9455? If not, now is the time to do it. It's Pledge Drive Week here at WILL AM 580, and we're hopeful that the agricultural audience will come through in a big way this week in support of the farm programming that you hear on this radio station, not 5, but 6 days a week. Pick up the cell phone right now. Make sure you pull off at some point and pick that phone up and dial this number. It's WILL at 217-244-9455. That's 217, and if you want to spell it out, Big Will, 217-Big Will. Our own director of agricultural programming here at the radio station is in Pledge Drive, and I know Dave Dickey is hopeful that the phones will ring this afternoon, aren't you, Dave?
I am very hopeful the phones will ring this afternoon, Todd. We'd like to talk about value-added services here at AM 580. And in our agricultural department, we do that all the time, be it our agricultural e-letter, our agricultural outlook meetings, or our extended web services at WILOAG.org. And a few of our business partners have caught the add-on bug. AgriGold Hybrids and Farm Credit Services, they're two of our current underwriter partners. They want to encourage our agricultural audience, and that's who I'm speaking with right now, to join them in supporting AM 580 Agriculture. And both AgriGold and Farm Credit Services will add $5 each for a total of $10 to every pledge at the basic membership level or more, up to 100 pledges. So that means, Todd, $1,000 at stake beginning right now at 217-244-9455. I want to thank Donald Jarrett of Assumption, James Allerman from Kankakee, David Dorr from Fairmont, James Agnes from Cooksville, and Donald Payne from Attica for grabbing a hold of this challenge. You can be the next one to call and grab a hold of the challenge, too, at 217-244-9455.
Hey, an extra $1,000, that means a lot. It means more than you might imagine here at the WILO radio stations. That number is 217-244-9455. Pick up the phone. Do it right now. This is an easy thing to do. WILO Discover, American Express, whatever you want to use. You can write us a check. We'll take it, 217-244-9455. Just pick up the phone. Don't wait at this point. We're coming into the Memorial Day weekend, and I know by the time we get to the end of the weekend, which is when a lot of you want to wait, you want to hear us talk about it for a while and convince you that this is the right thing to do. Well, by that time, you'll probably be thinking about other things, and you might forget to give us a call. So I think today, when sunshine is running and it is beautiful out there, you're in the field putting a crop in the ground, probably if you're in this east central part of the state, now is really the time to do it. Pick up that phone. The number to call is 217-244-9455. I know you've been around. You've probably listened to other radio stations from time to time. There is no place else like WILL on the air. They simply don't have the time and don't dedicate the time to agricultural programming that WILL does. So now is the time for you to make a commitment to the WILL radio station, just as it has for a very long time made a commitment to agriculture. Ever since the first broadcast here, in fact, WILL has made a commitment to agriculture, and now it's time for you to pick it up and make a commitment to this station financially. The number to call, Dave, is what?
217-244-9455. That's 217-BIG-WILL if you're going to pull over at the end of a row.
You betcha. Hey, please do that. And again, the number is 217-244-9455. Do that right now. Do it today. Make Dave Dickey and myself happy on this Monday afternoon. It's a beautiful afternoon to make a phone call to 217-BIG-WILL for the day.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Well, up next now, the good news is that Illinois producers are nearly finished getting the 2006 corn crop planted. The not-so-good news, writes University of Illinois Extension agronomist Emerson Naftziger in the May 18 edition of the Bulletin, is the wet and cool conditions that plagued the state of Illinois in mid-May had some detrimental impact. Admittedly, parts of western Illinois haven't gotten much rainfall in May, but much of the state has had close to normal amounts, and a few places in eastern and southeastern Illinois have had twice as much rainfall as normal for the first half of the month. This means most of the corn crop in Illinois has emerged, says Emerson Naftziger. Naftziger's an extension agronomist at the University of Illinois. Even so, that corn has been up and growing under very cool, very cloudy conditions. It's gotten off to a slow start, and the color has faded to a pale, sickly yellow-green in many fields. This, says Naftziger, is not surprising when you consider that the growing degree day total for one early May week was only 50 or so in much of the state, including a few days when zero growing degree days accumulated. Sunlight was far less than normal. It means, he says, an early planted crop will have far less advantage than a later planted crop in this year. Well, the stand situation in soybean is not nearly as settled or as favorable as in corn, writes Knafziger. With only about a third of the soybean crop planted by mid-May, planting was behind normal. Where soils have been both cool and wet over the past week, soybeans planted in early May that are not yet emerging might be in big trouble. Replanting guidelines for soybeans are less well-defined than those for corn, but generally fields with less than about 80,000 healthy, uniformly distributed plants per acre should probably be replanted if replanting can be done by May 31st. In 15-inch rows, 80,000 plants per acre is about 23 plants in 10 feet of row. That's across from each other, 2 5-foot sections, or about 5.2 inches between the plants. Existing plants become more valuable the later it gets, but stands below 70,000 or so on June 1 are likely to need replacement, and keeping fewer than 60,000 plants is unlikely to be beneficial unless it is past mid-June in the northern half of the state, and replanting simply is not an option. Later planting will benefit more from narrow rows, and drilling in rows less than 8 inches apart may be appropriate after June 1. One other note, Knafziger says for the large acreage of soybeans yet to be planted the first time, we're starting to move into that penalty phase, with yield declines expected as planting is delayed. Expected dates for this to begin are about May 20th in the northern part of the state, May the 25th in central Illinois, and May 30th in the southern third of the state. Yield declines will start slowly, he says, and then accelerate, with expected losses of about 1 to 2 bushels total for the first 5 days, and 3 to 4 bushels total for the second 5 days. That's a total loss of 4 to 6 bushels if planting is delayed 10 days after the dates mentioned. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason. Brian Stark of the Andersons joins us on this Monday afternoon now to take a look at the cash grain market. Good afternoon to you, Brian.
Hi, how are we doing, Todd?
I'm doing very well. Beautiful, bright Monday afternoon, and the prices were higher for corn in Chicago. Did they follow higher in the cash market?
Yes, they did. I would say that we're sitting up with the board. No basis major changes here this evening. Kind of sitting steady right now.
And your expectations over the coming 2 weeks?
I would anticipate, since we closed the gap created back on the 12th today and found some support at that level, that we try and move just a little bit higher. But most of the markets seem to be influenced by the outside markets, crude oil, the energies, gold, the metals. They seem to want to follow what they're doing here at the present time. So I imagine those markets will give direction here as we move forward.
So you'd be hopeful for consolidation, but things could go either way depending on what happens in New York.
And that's correct. I would agree with that. I think the other factor is weather, and I think with the forecast here for some good weather here for the rest of the bean planting, guys are getting back at it today, and I imagine by the end of this week we make some substantial progress for getting the rest of the beans in.
How far along are the producers in the Champaign County and the surrounding areas?
I would say at most 40%, but I would say the average probably around 25%. The state's a little bit heavier, but I think that's more towards the western edge where they've had a little bit drier conditions. I would say we're a little bit further behind, but like I said, I think that with a good 3 or 4 days, 5 days of good sunshiny weather, I think we'll get pretty close to being done in this area.
Bean market dropped in Chicago. How about the cash basis? Is it holding better?
Holding pretty steady. 18 under the July. Haven't seen much movement in basis across the board. Basically, the board's doing most of the work right now.
As you look at it as an elevator man, how wide do you think the corn market might get in basis by the time we get to harvest season?
Right now, I would say that there's a good probability it would get a little wider, but I think it's dependent on how this crop progresses. With the expectations that demand's going to gradually increase as we move forward into new crop years, I think that we can't afford to take for granted that even though we're carrying in 2.2 corn, that we're going to be able to sustain those levels. So a lot of it's going to be dependent on how we progress with this crop, and if the crop projects to be small, I imagine that the basis will firm as we get into harvest. If not, and it looks to be average to above average, it'll probably fade a little bit more.
Your bids for the day?
We are 237 cash corn, fall corn 255, cash beans 564, and fall beans 582.
Do you have January bids too?
Yes, I do. January bids 278 for corn, January Beans, 605.
We appreciate it much.
Thanks, Todd.
Brian Stark is with the Andersons right here in Champaign County. Somebody from that office joins us on the Closing Market Report each and every Monday afternoon. Hey, pick up the phone right now, 217-BIG-WILL. That's 217-244-9455, 217-BIG-WILL. Dial in your financial support to the radio station that brings you ag programming 5-6 days a week. Now, here with the regional newscast is the AM 580 News staff.
With this look at AM 580 News, I'm Jim Meadows. Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich today signed a new budget effective July 1st that increases state spending by about $1.4 billion, or 4.8%. The $56 billion budget includes more money for schools, health care, and other social services. Critics point out it also includes hundreds of millions of dollars in lump sums that can be doled out for lawmakers' pet projects. President Bush says the Iraqi government that took office over the weekend, quote, marks a victory for the cause of freedom in the Middle East. Bush discussed the situation in Iraq during a speech in Chicago today and called the swearing-in a watershed event for the troubled region. Illinois' crops are looking good, though some farmers have been slowed by cool, damp weather. University of Illinois crop expert Emerson Napsiger says that slowed growth and caused some plants to yellow, but not enough to cause major damage. The Korean War Veterans National Museum and Library will move out of Rantoul and into a new facility in downtown Springfield, possibly by next spring. The museum board voted on the new site over the weekend. Museum director Larry Sassarossi says despite strong support in Rantoul, they weren't able to get the level of attendance the museum needs. He says the Springfield site will benefit from its location near other tourist attractions. An Indianapolis man faces charges he tried to extort $9 million from Kenneth Babyface Edmonds by claiming he was the singer's illegitimate son. 23-year-old John Clark was arrested Friday after a meeting with Edmonds' Los Angeles-based attorney in Indianapolis. University of Illinois microbiologist Carl Woese has been named a member of the world's oldest scientific academy. Woese was named a foreign member of the Royal Society in the United Kingdom in honor of his discovery of the archaea, a third major division of life alongside plants and animals. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
I'm Todd Gleason, AM 580 Agriculture, right here on WILL. We're joined now by the Director of Agricultural Programming here at the WILL radio stations, Dave Dickey, to get an update on how things are going in Pledge Central. Dave, it looked to me like maybe a phone call or two came in, but just a trickle. We need a landslide, I think, to get things really rolling for this spring pledge drive week, don't we? 217-244-9455.
We need a phone wave right now at 217-244-9455. Todd, I want to thank Mark Ramsey of Ramsey Farms, and also they're over in Rockville, Indiana. And here's a name that you may be familiar with, Bob and Joe Gleason.
Hey,
over in Lincoln.
There you go.
Also jumping on the Farm Credit Services AgriGold Hybrids Challenge. They're giving $10 for every pledge at the basic membership level or more, up to 100 pledges. That's an additional $1,000.
What, Bob and Joe are giving $10? A piece for every pledge up? No.
No.
That's my cousin.
You can bring that up with them later.
Maybe.
I was thinking that, as I was reflecting earlier, it's more and more difficult to find this kind of radio, agricultural radio, on the radio these days. You have to go up and down the dial, and no one really does the kind of agricultural reporting that we do with our focus on the markets and agricultural weather, bringing you six agricultural meteorologists every week. I don't know anyone else that does anything like that.
No, there just isn't any place else, Dave, that does this kind of thing. And it's been the case here at WILL for a long time. And so much so that I think you begin to sometimes take it for granted on the other side that there will be a dozen or 15 or 20 different voices talking about the marketplace during the week. And you'll have six, maybe seven meteorologists talking to you about the weather. But it is extraordinarily... It's an extraordinary event here at WILL because it just doesn't happen not only in anywhere else in this state, but anywhere else that I can tell around the nation. And I'm hopeful, and I'm fairly certain that this is the case, that it has been a huge asset to the producers who listen. And hopefully, Dave, they will give us a call at 217-244-9455. We'll check in with you in about 2 minutes. But I do want to bring on our meteorologist who's been waiting patiently there in Chicago, Mark Russo with Chesapeake Energy. Hi, Mark.
Hi there, Todd.
Thanks,
and Dave.
Much. It's a beautiful, sunshiny day out. Thanks for waiting for just a bit. We appreciate it. Tell me about the Midwest and how long the farmers will be able to stay in the field.
Well, it looks like a very good day for planting. Well, obviously today, that continues into tomorrow. Now, we see a little bit of a slowdown coming up Wednesday on into Thursday as an upper-level wave of low pressure crosses the Corn Belt, and rainfall will be a little bit biased more to the north and south. So for those producers here in northern Illinois, likely get more rain than central and southern Illinois with this wave here coming up the middle portion of this week. But then as we go beyond that and over the long holiday weekend, see temperatures rapidly warming up, and we'll have above normal temperatures and drier than normal conditions through the holiday weekend and on throughout much of next week. And overall, starting this Memorial Day holiday weekend, a very summery pattern here setting up, and that looks to be the dominant pattern into the early portion of June.
Oh, it should mean that the crops will pop out of the ground. We appreciate you being with us.
Oh, my pleasure, Todd.
Mark Russo joins us from Chesapeake Energy. Very quickly, we have two shakes of a lamb's tail to get through this. The number to call Dave Dickey is what?
217-244-9455. Make your $100 pledge of financial support. And with that $100 gift, Todd, we'll give a two-for-one membership benefit card, good for restaurant discounts across Illinois. And we'll send you a baseball hat with our new AM580 agricultural logo. Show your support by going to the phone now. 217-244-9455 is the number to call.
Hey, I didn't know those were out. Great. Thanks much. A Century Note, and you can get one of those brand new hats. Dave Dickey, of course, your Director of Agricultural Programming here at the WILO radio stations. I'm Todd Gleason. The number to call, 217-244-9455. Have a great afternoon.